Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cue the music. Let's go, Maestro. You know, love is a beautiful thing. It really is. You know, in this life, turn it down a little bit lower. I need to get it real low. If you're dating seriously and considering marrying now, chances are you're going to end up with a blended family. You know, most people have children now. If you're 30 plus years old and you get married, you know, we ain't getting married like, you know, young folks don't get married like 19, 20, 21 anymore. They work till they 30 and 40, 32, 33, 34, which is a good age. Because you done been out there and, you know, tried on a little bit of everything and you know what you like. Let me give you this little story. Now turn the music off because I want them to lose the story. Here's the scenario. I'm just going to relight it, give it, put up here on the page. Because when I saw it, I said, Jesus. My name is Stan. I'm a 54-year-old man. My wife, Renee, and I have been married for 22 years. We had two beautiful daughters. She had two beautiful daughters from her previous marriage. The girls were 5 and 7 when we met. Their father, who is a doctor, abandoned them after he and Renee divorced. He remarried and took care of his new family. Meanwhile, I've always taken care of his girls as if they were my own. Renee has been a stay-at-home wife majority of our marriage. I'm a blue-collar worker. I once asked her about seeking the doctor for child support. Her reply was, we don't need him. We have you. I asked to adopt the girls, but Renee insisted the doc wouldn't agree to it. Regardless, I continue to take care of my family. I put both girls through college, bought both a car, and was present at all of their school events. I'm currently footing the bill for the eldest daughter's wedding and helping the youngest one take care of her 5-year-old. I'm the only papa the baby knows. But the doc recently divorced his wife and has been trying to repair his relationship with his daughters. My daughter told me she wanted her biological dad to give her away and do the father-daughter dance. I was devastated. I suggested that we both walk her down the aisle. Renee interfered and told me I'm just a stepdad and not to mess up her special day. I was so broken. I've decided that I will not attend the wedding, nor will I pay the remaining $10,000 balance after I already paid $12,000 on the wedding. My wife has called me petty and threatened to divorce me if I mess up the wedding. However, I'm standing firm in my decision. Cue the music again. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? 404 800-892-2703. I want you to put on your marriage counseling hat. They 22, how many years in it did I say? They 22 years into marriage. They've been happy for the most part. Done took care of them beautiful girls and everything. But the girls have a biological daddy that they trying to build a relationship. One getting married and she want the daddy, the biological father, walk her down the aisle. What do y'all want Stan to do? What should old Stan do? Somebody call in here, help Stan. Would you please do that? Fob the phone lines, 404-892-2703. Let's get old Stan some help today and some good advice from the heart. 404-892-2703. We'll be back, and we're going to help Stan figure it out, ain't we? Sure we are. We'll be back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380. Ooh, boy. Ooh, Stan got some issues. You hear me? Or maybe he don't. Maybe he just need to pick up the tab and comply. And we told you about Stan. He's 54 years old. He's been married to his wife, Renee, 22 years. Two beautiful daughters from the previous marriage. She met her. They were 5 and 7 years old. Now they're grown. And what do y'all think Stan should do? Let's go to Kenny on line one. Kenny, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I got a couple of buddies that kind of had to go through that, and they asked me for some advice, and I was, like, just being real, not trying to be petty, but, like, if I was Stan, and, hey, man, the real daddy can walk down the aisle, let him walk to wherever he got to make them payments at. Let him make them. And then after that, I've been listening a long time. Tell him to call the Boone Law Firm and see to get his own money back. That's my comment. Thanks, sir. That's how
thank
I feel.
All right. So you like Stan needed to get out of there. 404-892-2703. Stan got some issues. Let's go to Lee online, too. Lee.
Call the Boone Law Firm. Can you hear me there?
Yes, sir.
That was pretty good, calling the Boone Law Firm. That was all right.
Help stand out.
By reason of what we call religion, we get biblical, and we talk about family. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I have children, and I think my children, you know, wonder, you know, why I weren't, you know, I have children by a different mother.
Okay.
And, no, I wasn't there like, you know, the nuclear family that we talk about, and there were other men around, and not always so favorably, but, you know, my thing is, today, there's no dishonor in not struggling through with the family.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, that, just like that song you just played, that's just my baby's daddy. And because of our lack of social, I can't say structure because the structure is there. It's just so many things have lured us into different social habits that you know, the family structure is hurt. You know, Stan might have had a situation where, you know, he was with somebody, you know, just to throw some more stuff in the game. You know, you're loving somebody else's daughters until they're grown women, and that somebody else is still alive, and mm-hmm. they're still his daughters. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, we're making this a normal situation, opposed to saying in our minds, our elevated great family looks like this. That's what we're striving for, but we're not striving for that anymore. That's what I see.
Yeah, well, look, the biological dad, who was a doctor, wasn't a matter of resource. He just said he didn't want anything to do with him. Now, when the girls come of age, like generally they do, at some point your children want to know, okay, I don't know what happened between you and my mama, but you and I can have some kind of relationship independent of what relationship you might have with her. And so the traditional kind of thing is that the father walked the daughter down the aisle. And so, but anyway, we hear you loud and clear.
There's a testimony to the real fabric of your genetic family, you know. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, you know, we're saying that he left the daughter and he wanted something else, but we don't know the whole story.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Now, all of this is hypothetical. We ain't trying to add nothing to take anything away from it. Just for the purpose of discussion, we're just dealing with it at face value, because clearly
old-fashioned family morals, man. We're not getting them in our music anymore. We're not getting them in our television. Yeah. That's what we got.
Thank you, Lee. Well, we know that we're in trouble on some levels. We definitely are. 4489-22703. What do you make of this? 4489-22703. What's the name? Bowles. Let's go to Bowles on line three. Bowles.
Hey, Derek. I talked to you about a month ago. I know.
I remember, Bowles. What are you going to help Stan out, man? What should Stan do here?
Well, Stan needs to go ahead and cut it loose.
Said why? But he's 22. He's 22 years in, man. That's a lot of love, Bowles. That's a lot of love.
Derek, come on, buddy. Let's keep it real here. Let's keep it real.
Okay.
Right. Now the man has shown stability. He's shown dedication. He's been there. And oops, here we go. Oops, out of nowhere.
But the daughter. The daughter just want to be there with her dad. She just want her dad to share in that moment.
Well, the thing is, where the problem lies, and we, you know, all of your listeners are not going to like this. Ladies not going to like this.
That's all
right. But the problem lies with the mother. The mother needs to straighten this out. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a stepson. He's 20.
Right.
Hey, I raised him till he's 15. Wow. He went to California. He came back. And after about 3 months, he couldn't find a job. I didn't know what was going on. I come home one night. He's in the garage with a sword. And he went and got some mannequins and put the mannequins in the garage. He's cutting the heads off.
Mm.
And I told her, he's got to go.
That's you, man. I'll say it's the mama. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you, man. It's always good to hear from you. 4489-22703. It's time to get hell on with it. Come back to California.
TV.
Oh, yes.
So is there like, there's no way to compromise with this situation?
I'm trying to, but CJ can jump on the hill.
Look,
CJ, get ready to walk down the aisle, man.
And we got a blended family.
Y'all got a blended family.
Correct.
Because you can't avoid it this day and time.
Man,
you know?
Look. I don't even date women that don't have kids. It just, you know.
Because you have your own children. Why
exactly.
do you do that? Why? Because you want to see how they're going to interact with their own?
Me being an involved father with my children.
Very involved.
She's going to understand, you know, saying where a lot of my time is. A single woman who doesn't have kids sometimes don't. Not all single women, but majority of the ones, they don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard. But in this situation, this is hard because I'm leaning towards like Biles is saying, like, all right, leave. But I feel like there can be some type of compromise here.
Yeah.
Like the wife should be like, yeah, baby, I think they both should be able to walk you down the aisle.
All right. Well, look, we're going to see what the callers think. Thank you for chiming in. We'll let you chime in too. 4489-22703. Finally, I got a relationship with my daddy. And I want him to walk me down the aisle. I don't mean no disrespect to Papa, now the one that raised me since I was 5 or 7 years old. But my daddy said he'll do it. My biological daddy. You know, although he has his own whole nother family. What in the world should Stan do here? The mother is saying, look, now, you look, Stan. Look, baby, we 22 years in it. You've been unreasonable. Let the girl be with her daddy on wedding day. And said, now, you keep on acting like this. Maybe it's time for us just to break up. 448-922-2703, 448-922-2703. If you're a first-time caller, we'll let you jump the line because we want to hear your fresh new opinions. 448-922-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.